Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, Buttercup? I'm so happy that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about skincare. I'm going to share with you my morning skincare routine, my evening skincare routine, why you need to start thinking about that right this moment, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, whether you have neglected your skin most of your life, it is still possible to make a huge, dramatic change in the appearance of your skin, how youthful you appear, how radiant you look, just by really thinking about your skin. It's the largest organ in your whole body, and it's important. It has everything to do with your health, your gut microbiome, not just the way that people look at you, not just how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. Skincare is healthcare. Let's do it. I've been meaning to do this episode for quite a while now, but I've been inspired to do it today. So please make sure you go look at my Instagram. It's at Chalene Johnson. I'll put a link in our show description, but go look there right away, because if you're a subscriber and you're listening on the day that this episode comes out, you have a chance to win a new set of custom, one-of-a-kind push journals, a set that I had just made for me. They're really cool. They're not for everybody, but they're like amazing. And I just had one custom set made for me. And then I said, you know what? I should give this away. It's so cool. So I'm going to do that. That contest rules includes, you know, the machine that I talk about all the time on the Chalene Show that I use on my face from Trophy Skin. And this is not an ad for Trophy Skin. I actually love the machine that I use. And they just came out with a portable one called I think it's called the Ultra Microderm MD. And it does a lot of different things, not just the microdermabrasion. Anyways, they sent me one and I decided, let me give that away and the push journals. It's really simple to enter to win. All you do is tag three girlfriends, make sure you're following me, make sure you're following push journals. It is on my Instagram. All the details are there. But because I've been talking about my skincare routine lately, I've been getting a lot of you saying, will you please do an episode on your skincare routine? And I've never really thought about doing that because, frankly, I haven't been great about taking care of my skin. I have not been great up until pretty much the last year. My thought was, isn't it too late? And then, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me that that was such a dumb mindset to have, because your skin is part of your health. It's an organ. Would I say it's probably too late if I was thinking about the health of my liver, my gut microbiome? Of course not. So why would your skin be anything different? And I have to tell you, the simple steps, the simple morning and evening routine that I started doing about 6 months ago has made a dramatic change in my skin, in my skin tone, in my texture, the evenness of my pigmentation or lack thereof. And it makes my makeup go on so much smoother. And I'm telling you, like, people keep saying to me, what are you doing? Your skin is radiant. I'm like, actually, the answer is I'm finally doing something. I'm almost embarrassed to admit that my skincare routine prior to not too long ago meant that at the end of the night, I would kind of rip off my fake lashes and then I would grab a makeup wipe, which I'm sure is horrible for your skin. And I would just, like, you know, kind of scrub my face with a makeup wipe and go to bed. That was it. And in the morning, I would put on a little bit of moisturizer and some SPF. And, like, that was it. That was it. And then I would add my makeup and then I would go sweat. And then I would put more makeup on top of my sweaty kind of half makeup. Not good, y'all. But I was like, it's good enough. I don't know. I just felt like a morning and evening skincare routine sounded like so much work. But now I feel much differently. I see it as self-care. I see it as taking care of my health. And that is why I knew it was important that I shared this routine with you. Now, let me be very clear. I'm sure you've already picked up on the fact that I am not an expert in this area. I'm not the person who's the be-all, end-all. I'm going to share with you what I do and what has made a huge difference in the appearance and overall health of my skin. So let's start with my evening routine. So my evening routine now, like I literally have one of those headbands that pulls your hair back. I didn't even used to use that. I would just grab a makeup wipe. And as I was like walking around the house, kind of like, you know, straightening up or getting things done, I would just be like walking around and kind of scrubbing off the day's junk with this makeup wipe. That was it. I didn't put on any moisturizer or anything. And I probably wasn't even taking off all of my makeup. It didn't do that great of a job. It was just fast and convenient. It just made me realize like, okay, just because something's convenient, like convenience food, doesn't mean that convenience is a good thing. But now I do things a little differently. After I've gone through my normal evening routine, like I start getting ready for bed way before it's time for bed. And this is really important because it allows me to put my device down and it helps prepare my body for sleep. I love being busy before I go to bed. In the past, if I was just looking at my phone, it didn't allow me to sleep very well. So this whole evening routine, you might think to yourself, who's got the time? I guarantee you're going to sleep better if you put your phone down and you just go through some of these self-care steps, including preparing yourself for the next morning and including taking care of the health of your skin. So I begin by pulling my hair back and then using some lukewarm water and a facial cleanser. So I'm just going to tell you what I use right now. I'll put those links in my show notes, but these are the ones that I have fallen in love with thus far. So the first is from KD Skincare Line, KD Skincare Line. And you can find it by going to Beauty by Dr. Dr. K, K-A-Y. I love Kay. She is a personal friend. She did an episode here on the Chalene Show where we talked about everything related to cosmetic surgery and taking care of your skin and fillers. She's the only person I trust with my fillers. Yes, I've done fillers. Get over it. It's not that big of a deal. I've had fillers done, let's see, that's a whole nother episode. Anyways, she's phenomenal. She's our age. She understands how to look natural, how to be proactive about these things, and her skincare line is phenomenal. So I use her cleanser, and it's called KD Clean Green. It's an antioxidant cleanser. It purifies the skin, it washes the skin, it replenishes the skin, and it's amazing. I use that one, and then I also use the cleanser from Beauty Counter, what I use for my cleanser. So I wash my face, and before I go much further, I should say the one thing that I've learned is that the layering, like the order that you do your skincare routine in, like makes a huge, huge difference, like a huge difference. And in the past, I would, you know, people would give me samples or whatever. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with all this stuff. Like, when do I use this? Do I need this? What's this for? I didn't know. So ladies, the layering, the order in which you do these things really, truly makes a huge difference. Remembering the order is as simple as writing down what I'm about to share with you is like a little key, if you will, a guide that will remind you what order to layer things in. I couldn't remember it. I probably still couldn't remember it off the top of my head. So I wrote it down on two different post-it notes. I have two post-it notes that are on my mirror. One says AM or morning routine, and then I list everything underneath it. And then I have another little post-it note that says PM or evening routine, and I follow that order because that allows me to layer the products in such a way that I really benefit from them. Okay, so let's start with just that little key note. So grab a post-it note, all right? I'll wait. Go grab a post-it note. Like this right here, this is important. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. But you know what else is really important, ladies, if you want to look and feel your best? That is wearing a bra that actually freaking fits you. A bra that doesn't like dig into your shoulders or give you like rolls down your back. And the reason why that's happening is because the bra that you're wearing probably does not fit right. That is why you've been hearing me talk about Third Love. It's the bra. You can't tell, but I'm lifting up my boobs right now. It's the bra I'm wearing right now. And the reason why I love Third Love is because they have so many different sizes. That makes sense to me. They have 80 different sizes, including half cup sizes. That makes so much sense. And you can figure out your size without having to try one on because they have a... You hear my husband making so much noise cooking in the other room? Jeez. I guess beggars shouldn't be complainers. He's an amazing cook. Okay, back to bras. So they have a Fit Finder quiz that you can take. It's just takes 60 seconds. It's helped over 15 million women figure out the right size bra to wear. Their bras are not expensive. They start at $45. You will find your new favorite bra. It'll fit you. You will love it. They have a perfect fit promise that if it doesn't fit you, you can even wear it for 60 days. If it doesn't fit you, you can send it back. I personally love the classic t-shirt bra, and I love the 24/7 classic plunge bra. They're amazing. Now, Third Love promises that there is a perfect fitting bra for everyone. You guys, they're amazing. I have all of my girlfriends now wearing Third Love. And whenever you comment to me like, Shaleen, are they really that great? Yeah, they really are that great. So go check it out. As a listener, your first order, you get 10% off when you go to thirdlove.com/Shaleen and go find your perfect fitting bra. That's right. 10% off your first purchase. So go get yourself a few. That's thirdlove.com/Shaleen. 10% off. You're going to look amazing. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to love their bra. All right. Now let's talk about the list or the order that you're going to put on a post-it note. Grab a post-it note, write this down. Here's your order for the morning. Cleanse, tone, serums, oil, moisturizer or lotions, then SPF. Okay, SPF goes on last in the morning. And then for your PM post-it note, you want to write cleanse again, tone, eye creams, serums, oil, and night creams. Got that? All right, make your little post-it notes. Back to my evening routine. Okay, so first I cleanse my face, right? And then what was the next step? Remember, it is to tone. Now, toners, I have this wonderful little toner that I found from a new company called Katya Love, and it's spelled K-A-T-Y-A-L-O-V. Now, my friend Natalia Kern started this company, and her skin, when I met her, I was like, okay, what is even happening here? Like just the most beautiful porcelain, radiant skin. Like I don't know many people who the first thing you notice about them is their skin. Well, Natalia, she's one of those people. So I wasn't surprised, of course, to learn that she has a skincare line. So it's called Katya. Katya Love. Again, I'll put a link in our show notes. So I use her toner. It's called COQ10 Toner. And you put that on right after you cleanse your face. And that is because it just cleans out your pores. And this is really important, especially to do in the morning routine, which I'll talk about in a moment, because it doesn't just clean your pores, it tightens your pores. And it is the pore tightening that gives your skin that very kind of smooth porcelain appearance. Next, I go to my eyes. I've tried a couple of different eye creams. The two that I love, I will tell you, are the first one is from, again, Beauty Counter. And this is one I've just been using now for about a month, and I love it. It's called the Counter Match Eye Rescue Cream. It's pretty inexpensive, too. The other one that I love is from a company called Homage, H-O-M-M-A-G-E. And it's called their Eye Serum Awakening. And sometimes I use both of those because the Countermatch Eye Rescue, that's a cream that I put around the eyes. The Homage Eye Serum, that's a serum. So like sometimes if I feel like I look kind of dry or wrinkly around the eyes, I do both of those at night. I'll start with the serum and then I'll add the Eye Rescue, the cream. But you know, your eyes are important. And I think that's one area that gives away your age, like that and around like your mouth. If you're not staying really hydrated there, you end up looking tired. When I use these creams, I use them at night because in the morning I don't use them. I don't know why. I feel like it's just too much under my eye makeup and I also don't have time. So my nighttime routine takes maybe 3 minutes longer than my morning routine, but those 3 minutes add up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I do all my night creams, all my eye creams only at night. Okay, so those are my two favorites. After the eye creams, then I do my serums. So the first of which I use is a retinol. So using a retinol, that's like a vitamin A product, it will help to boost the collagen in your face. Now think about it. Collagen, you know what collagen does. It makes us look radiant. It helps us to produce more or turn over cells. It's what makes us look youthful. And it's one of the things that we stop producing, or I should say, our production declines as we age. So it's really important you start using this now. So I use a, let's see, it is from Katie Skincare Line, and the website is beautybydrkay.com. And I love this. It's called the Diamond Line Refine. I love this product. It gives you maximum glow. It has retinol, green tea polyphenols, and hyaluronic acid all in one serum. It's like really, really thick. It's luxurious. I can't tell you the price right now. I don't know off the top of my head. But that's when I put on a retinol or a vitamin A. And as I said, that product, again, it's called Diamond Line Refine. That product does have both retinol and hyaluronic acid. But even after I put that on, then I put on pure hyaluronic acid. It's called Deep Blue Hydration. And it's a hyaluronic serum. Again, that's also from Dr. K or beautybydrk.com. And I actually alternate between that product and one that's made by Trophy Skin. So Trophy Skin also has a hyaluronic acid that's really amazing. So those are the two manufacturers I go back and forth between on the hyaluronic acid. Now, if you have spots, like dark spots from either, you know, acne scars or sunspots, and you want to brighten those up, still in the serum category, two different products I would suggest. One, super affordable. You can get it online, probably at the drugstore. It's called Differin Gel, Differin. And even though it's considered an acne treatment, it really will lighten up those dark spots. You just use like such a teeny tiny little pinhead size, and you just apply it to those dark spots. Be careful, it can be kind of drying. If you want, however, an overall bright tone to your skin that's very hydrating, I'm loving the Katia Love Vitamin C. It's got vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin E, and oh my gosh, I hope I don't pronounce this wrong, folic acid. Anyways, her product is called hashtag no filter. I love it. Beauty Counter also makes a really nice, you know, brightening serum. I think theirs is called All Bright C Serum. Now, here's the reason, again, I'm not the expert on, you know, which products are going to work best for you, and there's lots of different price points. Here's what I want you to know, however. You want to use non-toxic beauty as much as possible. And if you don't know what's non-toxic beauty, then you want to download an app called Think Dirty. And it has just about every product you can think of. You just scan the QR code on the back, and it will tell you what the rating is. Because a lot of these ingredients, you're not going to know what they are, and you're going to wonder, is this healthy? Is this natural? Is it? What do we know about these products? Because most companies are not required here in the United States to be able to prove that they are safe on humans. So we don't know what we're putting on the largest organ in our body unless you're using a company that's very reputable for creating non-toxic products. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a fan of Beauty Counter. Now, again, I'm not the expert at skincare. I, up until recently, was using probably pretty damaging skin wipes that have fragrance in them, and who even knows what other ingredients. So I'm new to this, but it's made a huge difference. Just doing these things has made a huge difference. And I don't know about you, but when I start to see progress, like when I start to see results, that's when I tend to get more motivated. And I kind of need to see results in order to keep myself accountable. I just do. It just gets me motivated. And if I'm going to be really frank about this, it started happening. Like, me wanting to take care of my skin didn't really dawn on me until I started taking care of my internal health, like my nutrition. So first I started increasing my water intake. Increasing your water intake, obviously, that's going to tremendously improve the quality of your skin and your appearance. And then just making sure that you're getting the right nutrients every day and the right amount of sleep. So, you know, another big piece of this is like, hello, getting sleep, right? And one of the things I do to make sure that I'm actually falling asleep at night is my nighttime routine. And that is one of the reasons why I do Organifi at night. So I used to do, like, I don't know, this horrible diet chocolate. I think it was made by Nestle's, and, you know, whatever, it tasted good, but it wasn't good for me. And then I switched to Organifi Gold, which is, it's kind of like a warm drink that I do at night, and it's part of my nighttime routine. It's loaded with superfoods, and it helps me get better sleep. it's not just that. It helps me start to feel a little bit more drowsy at night. It doesn't have any caffeine in it. You just mix it with warm water. I also sometimes mix it with a little bit of oat milk and then a little bit of stevia, and it is like a dessert. Now, here's what's in it. It's got lemon balm. It's got reishi mushroom. It's got turmeric, and it's got ginger. And these are things that help assist your body and your immune system to help fight off disease, and it tastes delicious, kind of tastes like a hot chocolate, but it has a little bit more earthy taste. I don't want you to think like this is going to be some big chocolatey. It's not. It's like an earthy hot chocolate is the best way I can describe it. And I have that at night, and I think that really has helped improve my sleep, which therefore it helps improve my digestion and helps to improve my skin. I mean, they've got a lot of great products. That happens to be my favorite. I also put their Organifi Pure, and I drink their Organifi Immunity right now because those things are really important as we're trying to make sure that we don't catch any kind of diseases that will remain nameless that start with a C and end with 19. Anyways, you can try Organifi yourself, and I would encourage you to do so. They are show sponsors, so we love them for a million other reasons, aside from the fact that I know that all of their products are organic, and that's really important to me. If I'm going to recommend anything to my listeners, I want to make sure that I use it, I love it, and it's safe, and it's proven to be organic. You can get 15% all of your products. All you have to do is use the code Shalene. Again, it's Organifi, and I'll spell it, okay, because it's not how you think. It's O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I, so it's all I's. O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I, Organifi.com/Shalene. You get 15% off when you use the code Shalene. And if you want radiant skin, it starts with what you're putting in your body. So we left off with our skin brightening serums, and now we go to oils. I don't know about you, but the first time I thought about adding an oil to my face, I'm like, isn't that going to make my face super oily? But it doesn't. Okay, so here are the two that I use. The first is called the number 2 plumping facial oil from Beauty Counter. And I use this one because specifically I need the plump. You know what I'm saying? Like I want my face to look fuller. The second one that I use is, it's called Camera Ready. It's transformation oil from Katya Love. I've been using those two interchangeably. And by the way, I didn't mention this, but I put this stuff all over my face and my neck and all the way down onto my chest at night because, ladies, I don't know about you, but I'm noticing many of my girlfriends, their face looks great, but their neck and chest. You guys, you've got to think all the way down. Like, why would that skin be any different? Make sure you've got to put SPF there too. I mean, we haven't even got to the morning routine yet, but when I say skincare, like, I didn't mention this in the beginning. The stuff that I'm talking about putting on, I put it all the way down my neck and even onto my chest. And the last and final step before I go to bed is my creams. Now, I am a big fan of anything that is a builder, meaning it's going to tell my body to produce collagen, to produce the things that turn over cellular regeneration, those things that make the skin look plumper, that renew the skin. So anything that's got a peptide in it. So, for example, I love the Upgrade Cream from Katya Love. I also use the Nighttime Moisturizer from KD Skin, as well as the Neck Firming Therapy from KD Skin. Again, I'm sharing my products with you, but just make sure that you're using a really good, non-toxic moisturizer at night. Now, that's going to lock in the serums, the oils, the eye creams. Like, it's crazy also how fast this stuff ends up drying. Like the first time I did, I was like, I'm going to put all this goop on my face. My pillow is going to be a mess. But it's crazy. It really, if you put it in this order, if you layer it in this order, it dries very, very quickly. But the last thing you want to finish with is a really nice non-toxic moisturizer. That's going to lock everything else in. It locks in your eye cream. It locks in your serums. It locks in everything else you've put underneath it. And it just kind of allows everything to soak into your face. To be honest, I started just with a nighttime routine. In the morning, I would wake up, I'm like, why would I have to do anything more? I did everything last night. I shouldn't have to wash my face. I'll just put a little bit more moisturizer on and then I'll add my makeup. But then a couple months ago, I started following a morning routine. And I'm telling you, what a huge game changer. And just the way my makeup goes on, you know your girl loves makeup. Just it makes my skin look so much better. And you start with baby steps. So if just doing a nighttime routine right now feels like a lot, then just do a nighttime routine. Or if you have more time in the morning, then just do a morning routine. Start someplace. If you can't do both, you can't do both. But eventually I added on that morning routine. And just to give you, again, a quick rundown of the morning routine, this is not going to take nearly as long as my nighttime routine. But remember, you start by cleansing. And you want to do that because you've got some of that old lotion and it can kind of ball up. You know what I mean? Like, so just wash your face again in the morning, then tone it. Remember, that tightens up the pores. Then you add your serums. Some of you are going to want to do an eye cream. I do not do an eye cream in the morning. Then I add a really thin layer of the oils. I just rub it together in my fingertips to make it nice and warm, and I just blot it all over my face. Then I add a daytime moisturizer, something that's nice and light. I really like the Upgrade because of those peptides from Katia Love. It feels great. I love it. And I also love Katie Skincare. I love her moisturizer. Just something light, right? After you put on your moisturizer, ladies, and again, all the way down the neck and the chest, then you add your SPF. And I need you wearing SPF every single day because you know what is not cute? What is not cute is seeing age spots and like really like just blotchy skin all over your chest because you've been taking care of your face, but you've not been taking care of your chest. Get out of the sun, ladies. It is not cute. And those of you who are like me and we spent hours in the tanning beds in the 80s and the 90s, it is not too late to reverse this stuff. Start taking care of your skin right now. I am walking proof that you can reverse a lot of that stuff. I haven't put my face, neck, or chest in the sun in probably 20 or so years. I just never tan those things. And I'm telling you, I have girlfriends who are the same age as me, and I'm like, you should have got out of the sun earlier. Because look at your neck, girl. Look at your neck. Look at your chest. Look at your face. You got those age spots. So if you're young and you're listening to me right now, you do not want to deal with this when you're older. Get out of the sun now. Now. Okay, thank you. I'm off my soapbox. SPF. So what do I use for SPF? I love it. It's made by Color Science and it's called Even Up. And I love it because it's an SPF 50. It goes on so nice and smooth and it's a mineral-based SPF. It is water resistant and it's amazing. It's got a nice little light tint to it. So it's got a little bit of, you know, it'll perfect your pigment. And I tend to see that it like evens out my skin tone so I don't have to put very much foundation on top of it. I love it. They also make a powder. I also like It Cosmetics. So if you don't want to put on an SPF and then a foundation, an all-in-one solution is It Cosmetics. It Cosmetics, I think it's called their CC cream, which is amazing. It's got an SPF, I think it's an SPF 50, and it's great. So you can do an all-in-one there, or again, Color Science, and you're done. That's it. Now, I've really up-leveled my game here. So there's one more thing that I do, and that is once a week I will do a microderm home treatment for myself. You've heard me talk about it here on the show before. You could win one if you want by going to my Instagram account. I use Trophy Skin's microderm. I do that once a week. I do that on Saturday nights. And I'm not trying to brag, but I have most days gotten in the habit of, after I come home after my workout, washing my face really quickly, just doing a real quick little bloop, bloop, bloop reapplication of my morning routine, just really quick, midday. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. I want to because I'm going to get real sweaty in the morning. And to think about my makeup and everything else sitting on top of my face, plus salt for my sweat, drying everything out, why would I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that for so many years? So now it makes me feel so much better. I think my skin looks a million times better. That might be pushing the envelope. If you're like, Shalene, I don't even have a nighttime routine. And now you're trying to tell me I'm supposed to do this, some take care of my skin 3 times a day. And I can't even take care of myself or my kids. Listen, I understand. I'm giving you something to work towards. I wasn't doing it either. I'm trying to up-level my health by up-leveling the health of my skin. And this is what I do. But as a bonus tip, I have this for you. If you're only going to do 2 things to make your skin glow, get better sleep and drink a whole lot more water. Drink so much more water. If you're dehydrated, your skin is going to be dehydrated. If you're not getting adequate sleep, you don't have cellular regeneration. So two things that are free and aren't going to take any additional time, and that's where I probably should have started, is you need to drink more water. You've got to have proper nutrition. You've got to get sleep. Those three things, if you don't have time for anything else, I love you. I get it. I understand. But you can do those things and you need to do those things. All right. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.